It'll be a great experience for you.
It's the best experience you've ever had.
Exactly. It's no, a new, it's new experience.
Get ready to experience the hail of Gale.
I have no idea what that means.
I feel ready for whatever the experience is.
Well, let the great experiment begin!
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Everybody here ain't from here, but we're here doing our thing.
Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. An incredible show for you today. Incredible prize packages. Also, great guests, great topics. Certainly a great host. Even though I'm struggling this morning, I had a paper cut this morning as I was trying to put all my papers together and show our Facebook live stream audience. There, do you see it? Pretty bad. I'm bleeding all over the place and bleeding all over my papers. It's just, oh, God. You have no idea how difficult it is being me. Anyway, very special guest for you. I really love this guy in a manly, strictly heterosexual sort of way. His name is Chris Rose. He is a state senator of West Virginia. And I think this guy's got star power. This guy's going places and he cares about the people. He's a hardcore MAGA and he's our very special guest. Chris Rose, welcome back to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. How you doing this morning, sir?
Good morning, Dimitri. I'm doing well. How are you, sir?
Good, thank you. Good. I guess we really need to address first what has just happened in your happened over the weekend, I guess, in your district with those poor people going to the Golden Palace, the Palace of Gold.
Yeah, it's a tragic story. It's four grandparents that was traveling from Buffalo, New York. They, they perished in a car crash on the Big Willing Creek Road. They went over the road and where the car crash couldn't be seen, and they went missing for a little bit, and, the local police here in Marshall County had to work with some police in New York to track their cell phones and track them down, and the first thing that tipped everybody off was when they didn't check into their hotel, but it was definitely a tragic event that, four grandparents perished in, and, I'm going to take a trip up there along that road myself and, see what the needs are, because, is this road a dangerous road? Is this just a rare tragic accident? I mean, I'm going to lay my eyes on it myself because road and infrastructure is definitely something very important and something definitely that's fallen way behind over the decades here in West Virginia.
Oh, no question about that. Now, we can't say that's the issue with this road. This road might be in good shape. I certainly don't know. I mean, I haven't been to the Palace of Gold or anything like that. But absolutely, you can also get in touch, I imagine, with the Division of Highways regarding this.
Yeah, so actually, one thing I will brag on, there's a couple of the new people that came into the Division of Highways under the Morsi administration have been very responsive. The constituents have reached out to me about particular road issues, whether it be frequent flooding or damage from a big flood or even just some routine maintenance that's fallen behind. I will say the Morsi administration has done a very good job of any needs I reach out to from constituents. They've addressed them right away. So I'm pretty hopeful that if there is a need here, the Morsi administration will help me address it, because so far we're off to a good start under the new governor in addressing these needs.
Indeed, and thoughts and prayers go out to the family, the loved ones, the survivors. Just a terrible, terrible, terrible tragedy. Honestly, it's just horrible. Again, we want to stress, we don't know if the road is the issue or not. It may not be. It may be in perfect shape, but we don't know. But you're going to look into it and I guess get in touch with relatives and Palace of Gold and see whatever you could do. So thank you very much for that, State Senator Chris Rose. Let's switch gears now. What on earth is going on with these power companies? Big Power, I call them here in Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. What is Big Power doing to West Virginians now?
Well, obviously the never-ending request for rate increases. I think, to my knowledge, there's been three or four requests in for AEP this year. I know that First Energy also has a couple of rate increases out there, but one of the biggest things that's going on that will definitely make a lot of West Virginians have to flip the bill for, it's a project called MARL. It's a 500 kV line. It starts up just north of our district in Monongalia County in Mount Morris, Pennsylvania, and will come down through Monongalia County all the way through Maidsville, all the way through Cheat Lake and the Preston County and through some other West Virginia counties to deliver power to Virginia, but has no tap or does not stop in West Virginia at all. So this is literally exporting power from Pennsylvania uses eminent domain to travel through some of the most beautiful part of West Virginia to deliver power to Virginia and has no economic benefit to West Virginians. But if this project is approved, West Virginia ratepayers will have to pay over $443 million to pay for a project that benefits our state zero.
How does that work again? Why would we have to pay anything for this? I don't understand. It's going. It's a power company going from Pennsylvania to Virginia, and we have to pay the bill?
So this is where, being a regulated electric state, these electric utilities are allowed to get a percent, like a 10% rate of return on top of what their capital projects cost. So if it costs $100 million, they can charge ratepayers that, you know, the $110 million to recuperate their 10% on top of it. That's what we are, a regulated state, unlike maybe Ohio, who's unregulated and a free market prevails. And you know, the current Senate leadership, they're taking a look at that. I mean, I've been talking on the show about it before, about how we need to, you know, bust up this monopoly, because it is unfair for the ratepayers of West Virginia to pay $443 million and lose property value and property rights and eminent domain come in and ruin their lives for a project that benefits their state zero.
So how can they even use eminent domain when it is not serving the public of West Virginia? I don't understand that.
So the way the federal government is speaking on this, and I'm not putting any words in the Trump administration's mouth, but just some of the conversations I've had from the federal government, they said they could make the argument this is to secure part of the PJM grid, since Virginia is starving for power as they try to get more data centers and more of this AI. And my rebuttal was, we just passed a big bill to bring those data centers and microgrids here.
Right.
How about, instead of sending all this power to Virginia, the economically smart thing for West Virginia to think how we could put our people first is to reject this project and tell those data center companies, come to West Virginia where we have the energy underneath our feet, and you won't need a 500 kV transmission line that goes all the way across the state. We can set a microgrid, we can set a power plant, we can even tap into some of the places where power plants on the electric grid for these electric utilities are right here at home without this project, and it'll benefit you, it'll benefit the people of West Virginia, and more importantly, it won't jack up their rates through having to pay for a project that benefits their state zero.
No question. Now, can the Attorney General, who's the Attorney General now in West Virginia? Who do we elect?
The current Attorney General is J.B. McCuskey.
McCuskey, of course. Oh, he's the guy who liked DeSantis. Anyway, so is McCuskey going to be standing up for us? Is he going to do anything about this?
So I can't speak on what McCuskey's position on this is. I do know that the Senate President agrees with my position on this, and I do know the governor also wants these data centers and AI here. He also understands that there's no economic benefit to the state of West Virginia. So I imagine the governor in the days ahead will also weigh in on this. Again, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but I just had some conversations with him where he, you know, agrees that he doesn't see the benefit here, and it actually hurts what we just try to do to attract data centers and microgrids and, you know, help Trump win the war on AI. Because why do we, you know, Virginia doesn't want coal and gas in their state. They don't want reliable energy. You know, we've seen that. They're all in on the Green New Pipe Dream, and now we're supposed to expect the state of West Virginia, the ratepayers of West Virginia, the taxpayer of West Virginia is supposed to bail them out. How's that fair to our people?
Exactly. What are our United States senators doing about this, if anything? Shelley Moore, Capito, West Virginia's Wrinkled Rhino, and Jim Justice.
To my knowledge, they do support this project. I've sent them letters to no response. I've sent them emails to no response. I'm hoping to get a response back, but to my understanding, they both do support this project as it currently stands.
This is unbelievable. What about Shelley's nephew, Riley Moore? She installed him as our congressman. Is he doing anything about this?
I don't think he is as of yet. I think he's wanting more information, quote unquote. I mean, he's wanting to see the details before he makes his decision, but he's not weighed in one way or the other yet.
What are the details? I mean, my goodness gracious, they're taking eminent domain, taking land from West Virginians to service people in Virginia, and we have to pay $400,000? Is that, or $400 million? Is that what you're saying?
$443 million.
This is, to me, would be a no-brainer for our United States senators and this congressman. You would think they'd be fighting for our benefit to say, no, hell no, we're not going to be putting up with this.
Well, that's exactly the stance of myself and the Senate President Randy Smith and some others. The Senate, the current Senate leadership, is saying heck no with this. I mean, there's no benefit. It ruins property owners' rights. It's going to cost taxpayers of West Virginia all that money. And to what? There's no benefit. I mean, why in the world would we do that? Why in the world would we give away the economic possibility of these data centers coming here and propping them up in Virginia when it's not West Virginia Energy going to be powering it? It's landowners giving all that up against their will. I mean, it's just all the way around, it's a bad deal for West Virginia. And quite frankly, I'm just going to come out and say, hell no, not on my watch.
Absolutely. Now, what about the rhinos that control so much of the Republican Party? They just got their Jim Justice's boy put in charge of the Republican Party, statewide Republican Party. What about the rhinos that control so much of state government? Are they taking a stand with us, or are they in bed with Shelley Moore Capito and Jim Justice and Riley Moore?
Well, I think you probably already know the answer to that, but to answer it, they're not coming out against this project as we would want them to. The good news is the Senate is controlled by the MAGA Republicans, so anything that they would try to do to help advance this project, the beautiful thing is we have the votes in the Senate to gridlock it if we had to.
Wait a minute.
State put the people of West Virginia first. I am done with the Chambercrats. I am done with these Republicans that, you know, want to sell you out for a buck. I mean, don't get me wrong, I do want economic prosperity, but not at your expense of your freedom and liberty. And I'm very happy to say the current Senate leadership will stand in these people's way. We will not let it happen.
All right.
And that's the beautiful thing of having two chambers in your legislature.
All right, so that's, I wanted to make this clear. You're saying the state Senate is going to be standing up to prevent this. The state Senate, because it's controlled by MAGA Republicans. Is that right?
That is correct.
All right.
Now, granted, there is a big battle for the gavel coming up in the midterms, and we have to hold on to some seats, and we got to gain some seats. But the MAGA Republicans currently stand in their way in the state Senate.
All right, and if they're standing in the way, what can MAGA Republicans do in the state Senate to prevent this monstrosity from happening with the power line going from Pennsylvania to Virginia, taking land from West Virginians?
One thing we can do is look at eminent domain powers that the Public Service Commission would have if the State Public Service Commission would approve this project. Now, granted, there's a lot of letters into them, myself included, and had a lot of conversations with them, and I think that they're actually leaning into not approving the project, but just in case that they do, projects like this don't happen instant. It will take several years. So there are things we can do next session to maybe limit the eminent domain powers that they would have. So at least in West Virginia, we could protect some landowners a little bit more. But more importantly, another thing that can happen, and I'm having ongoing conversations with the governor, is appoint people to the Public Service Commission who are committed to putting the people of this state first and will ignore the big, you know, the chambercrats and ignore big money coming in and making these demands, and actually consider the people of West Virginia when they make these decisions. So we actually have a Public Service Commission appointment open right now, and I think the governor's taking his time to review the candidates. I think he's going to look at every one of them and make that decision based off what I just said. He wants somebody that's going to be in there that's going to put the people of West Virginia in their interests first.
I love that. Can we hold you over? I know you're a very busy guy. Normally, we can only get you for about 15 or 20 minutes. Can we hold you over for another segment, or you got to rush and do something else?
Now let's do another segment. Yes, sir.
All right, great. More with Chris Rose, United States Senator, but West Virginia Senator Chris Rose, second Senate district, covers a good portion of the Big Willie 105.5 listening area. Make sure you download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local. 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Also in the River Talk Radio Network, which now includes yet another radio station signal, 94.9 FM, along with 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. Dimitri live and dangerously local.